Let's go!
Wake up, y'all!
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up!
They get me going every morning. Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
So happy football's back. It really changes my entire weekend. The trajectory, all that stuff. Players are spitting on other players. Getting kicked out of games. Did you not? Okay. All right. Well, I forget. So last night, Cowboys Eagles kicking off the season. One play in, and Jalen Carter finds a way to spit on Dak Prescott.
Oh my gosh.
Literally. Now there's a question. Did Dak spit first? And who cares? He spit on a man and got kicked out of the game. Eagles ended up winning. So, whatever. But everyone seems very
But what angry. Happens?
Maybe a suspension,
yeah, is that not like about. Unsportsmanlike
it's
conduct?
It's extremely
or?
Unsportsmanlike.
So he
you're
got
not supposed
for
to.
It?
Yeah, he got. They
okay,
flagged
okay.
him. They threw
just
him
checking,
out of the game.
Just checking.
100%. Now, the discussion today is, was he just spitting at Dak because Dak spit on him first? And no one saw it. And I don't know, man. I really don't. All I'm saying is that's the kind of passion we need right now. That is what I am going for all weekend long. And I'm not the only one. There's this new thing out that talks about, well, college football in this case, about diehard fans and the stuff that they will do. Or the stuff, I guess, they will not do. As opposed to watch the games, like real dedication. And they go by conference. For instance, what conference do you think of college football fans were the most likely to pick the game over a close friend's wedding day? In other words, if your close friend's like, yo, I'm getting married on this Saturday, they're like, game day, my friend, I will send you a gift. I'm not attending. What conference do you think was the most likely to say, that's me?
SEC.
Not even close.
Really?
Conference USA, guys. Conference USA was the most likely, with almost 50% of the people they talked to saying they'll skip a wedding for a Conference USA game.
I don't even know what that is.
It used to be a better thing. I would say it was always kind of, you know, let's be real, guys. I know it's going to hit home for a lot of the Coug fans. It was always pretty mid, you know, it's always pretty mid, but the passion was there. What about this one?
No, I'd say the SEC isn't listed because they know better than to schedule.
That's where it
personal
comes in.
Events.
I think that
during these weekends,
it's not even on you.
Everybody picks the bye weekend.
Yeah, you
it's
have
when you do
to.
All of your charity functions and personal events. And
that's the ultimate thing. It's like if you book a wedding and you're an SEC fan, if you book a wedding during a game day, and then you're mad because your friends don't show up, your friends are smart enough to turn that right back around on you. Like, you're the dummy who didn't memorize mm-hmm. the schedule the second it dropped a year ago. Like, that is on, I guess you just didn't want anyone to come to your wedding, and I am angry at you. It really gets flipped around. For SEC fans, the only thing that we won, the only thing that we scored was the fans most likely to watch every single one of their games in a season, road and home, in person. So SEC fans are really rich. Is that what I'm getting there? Because
that's
how
Arby's.
The hell? Which you could obviously acquire at USA RV Resorts. I bet they'll even put one of those horns in that plays the fight song.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
Looking like Woodstock every weekend in College Station. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Happy Friday. Frito, Katie, the Bull. It's Friday. Thank y'all for being here today.
You know when you reach that point of binge watching where even Netflix gets concerned?
Yeah.
They hit you with the message essentially asking if you're okay.
Yeah, we've all seen the prompt. Absolutely. Timed 100.
Well, it turns out binge watching is actually good for your health. I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Yeah, take that, streaming services.
There's no way this is going to be true.
Binge watching might not be the bad habit we all think it is.
Sure.
This is from a new survey out of the University of Georgia. And actually, It makes a certain kind of sense.
Okay.
They actually link it to when you go back and you reread your favorite books.
I mean, I can see
they have a point.
Okay.
They have a point,
yes.
And we will get to it. But first, let's talk some country news. I know Morgan Wallen alarmed fans when he posted this picture on his Instagram that looked like he was in a bike accident.
What?
Like he was covered in scrapes and gashes and road rash. And he captioned it interesting bye week, referring to his break from his I'm the Problem tour.
What happened?
So that was the question. But fans got a little suspicious when they realized the bike was pretty clean. His hair was perfectly coiffed.
Oh.
And the clothing rips were
right.
A little too perfect.
Right.
His boots weren't even scuffed despite the alleged crash. So now they're thinking the photo was professionally shot and probably part of a music video shoot.
Yes.
The most popular theory now being, given the blood and bruises, makeup for the music video, I got better.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in some airline news, some protections and rights for airline passengers are going away.
Really?
So the Trump administration is dropping a Biden-era plan that called for airlines to compensate passengers for flight delays. You might remember that.
I do remember
December, yes. The Department of Transportation, they were looking for public comment, but they wanted to require airlines to pay you up to $300 cash for like three-hour delays, and then you'd get more if it was longer, up to $700, I believe.
Which, again, is not that crazy. Sadly, it's not that crazy of a delay. So it becomes a very expensive problem.
Exactly. Most flights are delayed.
Yeah.
So I think you put airlines out of business. Maybe
yes.
That was what happened
here. That was the concern we had at the time. Is like, how would they possibly afford this?
They said we're dropping the plan, consistent with department and administration priorities. They're also looking at relaxing other rules, which might benefit the airlines. So what's in it for you? Southwest Airlines is bringing free Wi-Fi to all flights.
Okay. So now we can afford the
we can afford the free
Wi-Fi. Now, is that what this was all about? Why didn't y'all just say something? Why didn't y'all just like, hey, I mean, it's this thing over here. We can't do the free check bags.
Yeah, we can't do this and this.
We're paying out $300 a pop to everyone on this flight.
But we think you'd rather do this.
Yeah, we think you'd much rather just have the bag. Are we correct about that? Or wow.
Oh, no. It's the Rapid Rewards members.
Oh, come on. Great. So, all right. Right.
But if you're a part of that, October 24th is when that kicks off.
A lot of people are.
And T-Mobile will provide the internet service, which will be available on over 800 planes from takeoff to landing.
How grand.
Just make sure you sign up for the frequent flyer program before you board so you can scroll for free on your flight. And back to binge watching actually being a positive for your mental health. The study basically found watching episode after episode of shows or marathons of movies that you love or you like can actually help you get through tough times.
Oh,
yeah. So it says that if you're binge watching, you're more likely to remember these stories and then keep engaging with them,
mm-hmm.
whether that's in your dreams and fantasies or whatever. But all of that can help you cope in times of extreme stress.
It's a very effective distraction.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not even just for the time you're watching it. That's what they're saying. It has lasting effects.
Okay.
That go beyond the time you're sitting in front of the TV.
Right.
People who have that habit of binge watching shows often aren't doing it passively, but are actually actively thinking about it afterwards. They're very much wanting to engage with stories, even when they're not around to watch those shows. So they say that they'll need to study it further. But the positives and negatives may come down to the person and why they're watching. So if you do just put it on as background noise, this is not you.
Mm-hmm.
But if like you are in a tough spot or you're going through it and you put on maybe something you even just love from your childhood, that's going to make you feel better.
Interesting.
And make you relive that story and set you in a more positive mindset.
Can you believe there's a time when you had to watch one episode at a time? Every week. Can you even imagine that existing?
Well, I'm a parent, so yes. That is usually my reality. It's an episode every few weeks, sometimes. Just depends.
What, Bluey got that South Park schedule now?
Okay. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
I keep seeing all these fall stories about things that are dropping.
Oh.
People are getting excited.
Okay.
I mean, this one's kind of controversial, but Trader Joe's just dropped their pumpkin spice wine.
What?
Pumpkin spice Chardonnay. Why?
What kind? Chardonnay. Oh, okay. Well, dude, hell. What do I care? Yeah, go
Still
nuts.
Still gross?
Go ham. That's your... Oh, wow. That's a lot, man.
So, I feel like today's freebie...
That's a lot.
Kind of fits right in. Thriller. Thriller.
Ah, okay. Yeah, tis the season.
Time to start decorating for Halloween.
Tis the season.
And, of course, a freebie means you only need 9 correct answers. Mm-hmm. Should we call you before 8:30 to play Money Minute?
That's right.
Get all 10 right in 60 seconds, you win $100.
That is the way it works. And if you have not signed up yet, seriously, we would love to have you on, give you a shot at this. Jump over to the Bull Houston .com/contest.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Busy weekend, dude. Amongst the Parker McCollum and all the football and everything else, we got Kids Bop Live on Sunday.
Yeah, let's get to what the kids want.
The kid, you need something to take the kids to. This'll get her done. Like, this'll absolutely do it. All the Kids Bop Classics live at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
Kids Bop Classics?
Classics.
Nah, man, these are today's hottest bangers.
Oh, certified bops. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
It's like the big ones.
With lyrics scrubbed cleaner than a minivan after mom found a snack stash.
Yes. Yes. We will dive into that and give you a chance to win our very last 4-pack this week. Coming up next. Brito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Our phone number, 713-881-5500. And we have one last 4-pack of tickets to Kids Bop Live this weekend at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't everybody call at once. No, look, this is the show your kids want to go to. It's today's hottest music.
Yes.
But filtered. Sanitized.
That's the magic of Kids Bop.
All cleaned up.
It's like, hey, I like pop music.
Yeah.
But pop music is... flipping filthy.
Yep, it's foul.
It is.
Whoo, you don't want that come out of the mouth
spicy.
Of your precious angel.
Spicy.
Sure, the lyrics often don't make any sense when they change them, but who cares?
It doesn't matter. This way they can sing along and I don't have to worry about awkward moments.
You don't have
moments.
To clench up when you're at church.
Okay, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Look, guys, we spend a lot of time in pop radio. We are very aware of the wild edits you have to make, but no one knows edits better than Kids Bop. They are the final boss of radio
they
edits.
They really are.
And so we are going to play a game that celebrates that today.
Rated G Remix.
Yes.
So we have got 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
We will play you what the lyric actually is.
Yes, the spicy version.
And then ask you how Kids Bop changed it.
What did they make it for the clean version?
You got multiple choice options here, okay?
Yes.
So pick the correct answer. If you can get it right 2 out of the 3 times... you and your kids are going to Kids Bop on Sunday.
So call us. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you next.
100.3 The Bull. We're Frito and Katie with your last chance to win Kids Bop tickets, certified bop, for this Sunday at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
Might keep this game around, though. Might just keep this in the pile.
I know, this involves a lot of rhyming.
A lot of research.
Yeah.
The Rated G Remix. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, welcome to the Rated G Remix. We're going to see how well you can put yourself in the mind of a Kids Bop writer.
What's today. The lyric that's really going to connect with the youth?
Yeah, because they have their work they have their work cut out for them.
And some lines are harder than others.
They really are. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you 3 different clips of very famous pop songs. You have to figure out what the edit is that Kids Bop made. Are you ready?
Okay, let's go for it.
Song number 1. Oh. I had me a boy, turned him into a man. I showed him all the things that he didn't
understand. Whoa. Well, I had me a boy, turned him into a man, right? That's the main line?
The L King.
Showed him all the things he didn't understand. Did Kids Bop change that too? Well, I knew me a boy, and yes, he was a friend. I told him all the things that he didn't understand. How about, well, I met a boy who turned me into a guide because I showed him all the trails we could walk side by side. Or, well, I had me a boy, turned him into a friend. We shared a lot of laughs and rode our bikes round the bend.
I'm going to go with the first choice.
That's a good choice. Well, I knew me. I told him all the things that he didn't understand. Whoa. Which is actually worse. Irish kids. Like, bad. Yeah, I have a friend. He's a boy, so he's an idiot. Duh.
I mean, well, walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. Song number two. With Taylor Swift.
And I got that good girl faith in a tight little skirt.
Okay. Okay.
Kids Bob doesn't like that.
All right.
Doesn't leave a lot to the imagination.
Oh.
So Jessica, did they change that last line to, and I got that good girl faith and my dreams to assert? And I got that good girl faith in a yummy dessert? Or, and I got that good girl faith and a favorite shirt?
Gonna go with the last choice.
Favorite shirt? You got that long hair.
Hey, I don't mind that edit.
That's not bad. That's pretty good work.
Everybody now, needs a favorite shirt.
Now, Jessica, you've won.
You've won the game.
But because we have this, and
he saved his favorite.
I frankly couldn't believe that they went here. we're gonna see if you can solve this one. There is a Kidz Bop version of Chapel by God Roan's Pink Pony Club. I know. That was my reaction too when I found this out. So there are obviously edits to the Chapel Roan Pink Pony Club that were made. Here's one that we're going to see if you can figure out. That's not gonna fly at all.
One
not
of the tamer lines in Chapel's actually, song as well.
It actually is. Amazingly, it
we
is.
We know our audience. So, Jessica, lovers in the bathroom and a line outside the door. Did Kidz Bop change that too? My brother's in the bathroom and my sister's out the door. Kids are playing hopscotch with a line outside the door. Or friends are in the bathroom and a line outside the door.
Let's do the first choice.
My brother's in the bathroom and my sister's out the door.
That is actually a better line than what we went with. It just didn't.
Frito was very partial to Kids Are Playing Hopscotch.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the winner. Kids Are Playing Hopscotch.
She's just dancing with her friends.
Yeah.
And all these other kids are playing hopscotch. What are y'all thinking about?
The Pink
what
Pony
kind of
Club.
Pink Pony Club do you
which
go
of course
to?
Is an ice cream shop.
Where they sing and dance.
Absolutely, yes. Jessica.
Which is what you'll be doing this weekend.
I guarantee you that one's getting played, so enjoy that. We are sending you to Kidz Bop Live, Certified Bops. Congratulations. Hang on the line, all right?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, Tori, sounds like you're already having a wonderful school year.
You're telling me. I mean, wow. I didn't think I'd be wishing it was still summer vacation, but, well, here we are, I guess.
Here you are. So you emailed us because you're having some problems with, well, you got problems with a lot of people, I guess. You want to walk us through it?
Yeah, so my son is in the sixth grade this year, and I mean, we're basically days in, and I swear to God, and I get a call from the school, it's an emergency, he's getting suspended because he was fighting. So, yeah, that's the basics.
Dang.
Wow.
Has this been like an ongoing problem, or has this popped up before?
No, it really hasn't. I mean, I know he's getting older, and I'm sure some of this happens, but it's actually alarming.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the older they get, the more their record becomes important, and I just can't have him being like this. But the real problem is I can't get my husband to share my concern, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so he didn't see this as a big deal, or he didn't care at all?
What's the story?
He just didn't think it was a big deal. I called him when I was on the way to the school to pick him up, and he was upset. So then I'm on the way home with Kyle, and I tell him he's going to have to talk to his dad that night, because I was counting on him to put the fear of God in him, right?
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So he's gonna be the heavy in the situation.
well, that's what I wanted, but that's not really what I got. Mm. So they talk and Kyle's getting ready for bed and he didn't seem like a kid who had just had his dad lay into him. So I ask him what the conversation was like and he tells me that dad just brushed it off. I guess he told him, don't let it happen again. But that wasn't even about the fighting. He just told him getting suspended isn't good and I'm just thrown for a loop.
It's not good.
Right.
So, that's true. Did you talk to him about this?
Yeah.
Like, try to see how the conversation went from his perspective, like not your son's.
Yeah.
Like Eli's.
Oh, I did. And yeah, he said it that I needed to lay off him and this sort of thing happens, which I agree with some of that. But this is one of those things I think we need to take seriously. I just don't see how in 2025 you can just be like, oh, well, you know, shrug. I mean, okay. No big deal. But this is a big deal in school and they take it seriously.
Yeah, it's your tolerance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like really seriously.
I guess that's suspension.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to understand how to handle this.
And you said Eli would jump on to explain like his side of it, as in why he's not concerned to the level that you are.
Yeah, like I said, he really doesn't think it's that big of a deal and that I'm taking it way too seriously.
All right, look, we're going to line him up next and we'll see what he has for us. That's next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so let's talk about Tori. Tori wrote in to tell us about her son, Kyle, who got suspended. I mean, it's only been a few weeks into the school year.
Well, that's real early.
He was fighting, and
that's also a bad suspension.
Fighting.
Yeah, like you...
And it's kind of out of character to hear her tell it.
Yeah.
She thought that she and dad were on the same page,
mm-hmm.
and that he would tear a strip off him when the kid got home.
Oh,
did
yeah.
not happen. Just seemingly more upset about the fact that he was suspended.
Yeah.
Not for the reason why. So we wanted to get it straight from the horse's mouth, and I think we got him lined up. Hey, Eli, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We got Tori on the line here. She filled us in on some of the basics, said she was surprised you didn't take a harder line on Kyle getting into a fight at school. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not happy about it. I don't want him getting suspended.
Right.
But sometimes I guess you can't really avoid things like this.
Okay.
Well, making sure your son knows he can't turn school into a UFC match seems like it would be a good way to avoid
it. Okay, but right? It's not as simple as that. First of all, the kid that got beat up is a problem. Everyone knows that he is a problem. He's a bully. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think he's got what was coming to him. And Kyle is a good kid.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I don't see how you can be so casual about this. It doesn't matter if he's a bully. The only thing that matters is now Kyle's got a suspension.
Right.
And we're barely into the school year, and he's already a problem child.
He's been labeled that. Mm.
He's absolutely a good kid, but no one's going to see it that way because he's getting into fights at school already.
Right.
Okay, so you're not wrong about that, and I get it. I mean, I don't know if you told them that I was pretty upset when I first found out about it. But after he explained everything to me, it was a totally different story.
Okay, all right. So what changed? I know you were saying this kid was a bully. Was that the story?
Do you have evidence of that? Or
yeah, so this kid, basically, he's the class bully, and he's been hassling this girl in their class for days, apparently, you know. The complicated part is that nobody is doing anything about it. The teachers, the staff, like none of them wanted to get involved and stop it at all. I have no idea why, but Kyle stood up to him and, you know, things got heated. And yeah, he put the kid in his place. But I mean, what am I supposed to say to that?
You could start by telling him that there is never an excuse to get into a fight.
Okay, but there is. There are plenty of excuses to get into a fight. I mean, he was standing up for a girl. He was being a protector, and that's what you're supposed to do as a man. I mean, look, I don't know how to say it in any other way. There's a part of me that was really proud of him for what he did.
Really?
I mean, absolutely. I hate that he got in trouble for it. Sometimes you just get in trouble for doing what's right. I understand that.
Okay.
Getting in a fight is not the right thing to do. It's just not. You don't need to resort to violence. You need to find another way to solve the conflict. You can tell a teacher. You can bring it to someone's attention.
I agree that in most situations, you're right. But when the authorities are not stepping in to do what they need to do, I think someone needs to step in. And I don't know. What are you going to do? Just let him keep getting away with this stuff?
That's not our problem. And that's not Kyle's problem, okay? Right. Schools have zero tolerance for fighting.
Also bullying, but...
I mean, if it keeps happening, he's going to get kicked out. I get that he thought he needed to step in, but that's not how the system is set up, and he needs to play by the rules. And the rules say what he did isn't allowed. I get what you're saying, but I'm just looking out for his best interests long-term. Isn't that what parents are supposed to do?
Yeah, man, this is a hard situation. We'd love to maybe get some other perspective from people. I mean, how are you supposed to handle that? But, guys, thank y'all for being on with us today.
Sure.
Thanks for having us.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. This is tricky.
Yeah.
Because I believe the son, his heart was in the right place. Absolutely. It was. It really was.
No. I'm not denying.
You can't resort to violence. Especially that quick. Now, not being there.
Yeah. That's.
I don't know how bad the bullying was.
Also a problem, right?
It seems like maybe he could have tried to exhaust a few other options.
Yeah. I would think so, because, again, I just know how seriously schools are going to take that.
Exactly. When you say defend your friend, you mean with words.
You know, right.
Not necessarily your fists.
I mean, but if it was your kid.
Ah.
I mean, what would your... What would your take on this be? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us, weigh in. We'll talk to you guys next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. In Houston, I have a problem. We found out Kyle got suspended from school for fighting.
Already. Which is, again,
he was defending a friend who was being bullied.
Right. Now his dad.
Mom, Tori, is very upset by this. Yeah, but dad's kind of proud. This is hard.
I
see where he's coming from, but I also see where she's coming from.
Let's get to this. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning, man. I honestly think the dad is on the right side. Like, if you think about it, yeah, there are times whenever the authorities should step in, but if the authorities aren't stepping in and the guy's defending himself or defending a lady, it's what has to get done, you know? Not in every situation can you just let it keep happening.
I see where he's coming from. I think everyone sees where he's coming from. It's just that, man, that is a difficult lesson to reinforce.
Definitely.
You know,
I feel like if I would have been the one to have done it in middle school, high school, and it would have been for that reason, I would have gotten the same response from my dad. But if I would have started a fight just for starting a fight, it would have been a completely different story, right?
Oh, 1,000%.
It would have been, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And I, based on what little we have heard from Eli, I bet his reaction would have been stronger if it just the kid started a fight because he wanted to.
Yes, he said it was for the right reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
It all hinges on the fact that he was protecting his friend. But I guess the question would be, since we weren't there, did he escalate it? Did he tell the teacher multiple times? Or what does that look like? Or I don't even know the process anymore on how you're supposed to report such things.
I really have
clearly no clue. He didn't tell his parents.
You talk to the teachers and they just don't care about it anymore. Right. Like, oh no, they just blow it off. You know?
Sometimes their hands are tied. I
think a lot of times their hands are tied.
Yeah, it's like I said, tough situation.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, good morning. All right, weigh in on this. What do you think?
Good morning. My husband and I both agree with the dad.
Really? Okay. Like,
it is absolutely. We have four boys, two little ones and two older ones in high school and middle school. And both our older boys absolutely know that when it comes to a bully, you always stand up for them. Stand up to them, especially when it comes to a girl being bullied by this guy.
Yeah, I mean, that it breaks my heart to hear the story, number one.
Yeah.
So,
and I want to say the kid deserved to have his butt whooped. I do. I just know how schools are. And what if it keeps him from activities and things that he enjoys now because he has been labeled him a problem?
It's like they didn't, like when we were all growing up, they didn't keep records on kids like they do today. Like, I do think that today that can kind of follow him, and I don't think they care about like who was right, who was wrong. It's like, okay, this kid fights.
They don't even look at that.
And I don't know that.
I'm pretty sure the guy, the kid knew the consequences to his actions. Like he knew pretty well.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he's going to be okay dealing with that. And hopefully, because if the staff wasn't doing anything either, hopefully now they'll open their eyes. And honestly, I don't think he's going to be seen as a problem child. Mostly, I mean, for a little bit, maybe. But once they notice that bully stopped, they're going to be like, okay, well, maybe we should have done something instead of letting it get to that.
True. Or the bully just moves on to the next target, which is, of course, how bullies act. But they'll realize that Kyle did nothing wrong.
Innocent.
Right. Yeah. Like he's a good egg.
Yeah, yeah. Like maybe like over time it becomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
it becomes apparent who the issue was.
Hey, thank you so much. Right. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, you're up. What do you think?
I'm with Dad on this one.
Okay. Unanimously, everyone has really been backing Dad. Just as a question, the idea of going and telling someone about it and letting them handle it, does that just not work? Is that just not a realistic way to handle if you're in this situation anymore or what?
I mean, theoretically, it should be, but I've always told my kids, go to an adult first, do what you can. But the sad truth is, these teachers are overwhelmed. Their hands are tied. They're not allowed to do what they need to do. And so I've always told my kids, you know, try the peaceable way first. And then if you have to stand up for yourself or somebody else, understand that the school has a zero tolerance policy and you're going to get in trouble, but you won't be in trouble at home.
So you do what you got to do. If it all boils down to it, do what you need to do.
Yeah.
I guess it's just so early in the year, right? So he might have told one teacher, or maybe he thought the girl had told a teacher, and maybe that step had been missed. I'm just thinking, did he come home and tell his parents? Did they then get involved?
Right.
Were they?
There's a lot of.
It feels like you could have worked it from a few angles before you punched this kid in the face.
Yeah, but you say it's early in the year, but who says he wasn't doing this last year?
Fair. Yeah.
We don't know.
Well, I mean, bullies usually made bullies because there's no discipline at home, right? And you said
The
hands are tied, so there's no discipline in the classroom. So. Yeah, I mean, these bullies are constant problems. It's just, it's tough.
Yeah, it's real tricky. But hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
First.
If you want to weigh in, 713-881-5500. We'll talk to more of you coming up.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Talking about fighting at school.
Yeah.
So we heard from Tori today.
Mm-hmm.
Tells us about her son, Kyle. He was suspended for sticking up for a friend. Now, he got into a physical altercation over this. Mom's very upset at the entire situation. Dad's just upset about the suspension.
Yes.
Because he feels like his son was in the right.
Which it seems like everyone can relate to that perspective on this. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I disagree with Mom.
Okay, so you agree
with Dad.
Why so?
Because I'm the mom of two boys, and my role in my household, first of all, my kids, if they get in trouble for bullying, of course, they have severe consequences. But if they're defending somebody or if they have asked the teacher three times, I wholeheartedly told my kids, hit them.
Really?
Or don't hit them first. Like, but stick up for somebody.
Do you worry about what consequences that could have for them if they take you up on it? Like, I mean, in the school, like I get it.
I'm not saying the consequences are fair in any way.
I'm not disagreeing about any. I'm just saying, hey, does that worry you or no?
Like maybe they can't play certain sports.
Yeah.
It does, but my kids, even with those, you know, three times, you know, and knowing, I don't ever have that issue. But they know as themselves, you know, to protect people and protect themselves.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you. We appreciate it.
Frito and Katie, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What do you think?
So I think that they're both right, but I also think that the problem isn't with the parents, it's with the zero tolerance policy.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense to me that if I walk up to the principal and start hitting the principal and punch him in the face, he's not going to sit there and take the hits and call the police and wait for the police to show up, is he? He's going to fight back. Man and woman, they're going to fight back. But we breed our kids as victims. They don't get the same rights as we do. That ain't right.
I do see how you, I honest to God, I see how you get there with the zero tolerance policy. Because it's just like, look, we're not going to ask any questions. Just get all the people who fight out of the way and let's
proceed. Yeah, but usually it protects the wrong kids.
Yeah, it does. Because you always blame the kid who swung second. And there are all these issues with it. And yeah, I don't know what you, I don't know where that leaves you. But
no, you blame the kid who swung first. Which in this situation is a lot of victims.
Yeah.
With the story that's true, right? I mean, he was defending his friend.
He was defending his friend. Like, what do you say?
Like, he's not the bully.
Yeah.
This guy's the bully.
Yeah.
But he's the one that goes and cries to the principal because he's got a black eye.
Yeah. Just craziness. And yeah.
And I think that the mom's right. She should be. She's trying to protect her child, and I 100% get it. But it's a policy that is wrong because we're expecting different from our kids than we are of ourselves.
Well, dude, thank
and
you.
And that morally is not acceptable.
Thank you so much for weighing in, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, you guys.
Coming off of Houston, I Have a Problem.
Right.
We were talking about bullies and fighting in school. Too bad Kyle didn't know about this company. Apparently, you can rent scary people.
Oh!
To help settle your disputes for you.
Oh!
We'll give you all the details coming up next. What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, scratch everything I just said. A, the company is in Japan, and B, it no longer exists because intimidation. But the idea was sound. And I'm still going to go through all the details on Rent a Scary Person.
I am interested in this idea. Perhaps it'll give some people a business opportunity. I don't know.
Or call your biker friends. I don't have to hire anybody. You probably know them already. But before we get to that, a few weeks ago, you might have seen the story. There was a tourist in Italy, and out of her backpack, pickpocket stole her wallet.
I did see
and a few
this.
Other items.
I did
well,
see this.
Because they had the air tags and Find My Phone and things, they were able to track the person down who stole the items and get most of them back.
Love it.
So when she finds the pickpocket, the woman actually holds the pickpocket by the hair until the police arrived to arrest
her.
So video of the encounter goes viral and leads us to today.
Okay.
Italian pickpockets are fighting back against people who take videos of them.
I'm
committing
sorry.
Their crimes.
Really?
They're saying they are being stopped without authorization and being filmed without their consent. And they've now been emboldened to file a complaint accusing those who do this of stalking them.
Do they have a union? Or some? Is there a trade organization? Do they have a conference?
It's a legal gray area.
Because yeah, I get what they're saying, but y'all are engaging in a crime.
Yep.
Actively engaging
but
in crime.
But that's when law enforcement's supposed to get involved. Not everyday citizens taking the law into their hands.
All right.
So they're
yes,
questioning where civic duty ends and unlawful behavior begins for the victim. Which is absolute trash.
I
hope they do what needs to be done.
That is incredible.
In other incredible news, James Patterson, best-selling author.
Yeah.
Has announced a new initiative to support emerging writers.
Okay.
So if you've ever worked on a book or been working on a book, but you never quite found the time
right.
to get it done, he's offering grants of up to $50,000 to get you to finish.
50 grr.
Yeah. He shared the first 12 recipients of his Go Finish Your Book campaign.
Oh.
It gives you the time and the space, right? So if you're worried you don't have time because of a job or something like that, well, take some time off. Here's some money.
Wow.
Finish your book. He wants new voices, new stories.
That is.
And he's willing to pay to get it, which
is
pretty
something.
Cool. And he's got this program that with a long history of supporting various literacy programs, bookstores, libraries, and librarians and things.
Mm-hmm.
If you are interested, you can check out his website. I know one of the recipients was a woman who completed a short story collection on friendship, family, and disability.
Holy cow.
So he's looking for all kinds of different stories. So
that is really
yeah,
cool.
Very cool. And also cool, although now defunct, there was a Japanese company where you could rent scary people.
I think this is a great
idea. With certain intimidating
idea. Yeah,
appearances.
I don't know why this, I mean, I
men
get
with
it.
Shaved heads and tattoos, namely.
Oh, stop it. I wish I could be that scary.
The idea was born because they wanted employers to be able to go confront their employees to go confront their employers about back pay things.
Send a heavy dollar.
Or having like big burly men go with women to intimidate cheating spouses or mistresses and things.
I see no problem with this.
Well, the problem is could potentially lead to criminal charges for, you know, extortion or, you know, assault.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Because it's, I mean, it's intimidation, right?
Yeah.
That's a tactic used by
the mafia.
Organized crime.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You're creating a menacing atmosphere with implied violence.
An effective strategy used by, Katie, is how I would refer to that as.
But they said that they had helped people resolve disputes by going to workplaces, dealing with noisy neighbors.
Huh.
They even went to schools to face children's bullies.
Oh, holy cow.
They were shut down about a week ago after widespread criticism.
What a travesty. Absolute travesty.
But that's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Roman is up next in the Money Minute. How are you feeling today, Roman?
Good.
All business. All business all the time. All right, you got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. That is the game. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass, and we'll go to the next question. Now, if you have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at your passes. You just can't change answers once you give them. Once you give an answer, you are committed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. All right. Katie, are we ready?
We're ready.
And here we go.
What 1997 movie features Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones as undercover secret agents who police extraterrestrials?
Pass.
In the UK, a bachelor party is called a what?
Pass.
What is the best-selling album of all time?
Thriller.
Anything that can go wrong will go wrong is known as what law?
The will law.
The Boston Terrier is the official dog of what U.S. state? The Boston Terrier.
Boston.
What is the name for the narrow boat typically human operated in the famous canals of Venice?
Pass.
There are three basic trig functions taught in high school: sine, cosine, and what is the third?
H2O.
What is the name of Barbie's long-term boyfriend?
Ken.
How many bases are there on a baseball field?
More.
Jim Henson is known as the creator of what popular troupe of characters?
We'll take an answer if you have it.
No.
Okay. All right. How did he do?
Got to all 10.
Not bad, dude.
Which not everyone can say.
Yeah.
Roman. So let's go over these. What 1997 movie features Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones? Secret agents who police aliens.
Men in Black.
Here come the Men in Black.
Galaxy Defenders.
Great movie. Great theme song. In the UK, a bachelor party is called a what?
Is it stag?
A stag do. Stag night.
Got it. Got
stag
it, got
party.
It, got
it. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Oh, you're going to stump me on
Murphy's
this.
Law.
Murphy. Okay.
Murphy's Law.
Okay.
The Boston Terrier is the official dog of Boston and Massachusetts.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah. What is the name for the narrow boat typically human operated in the canals of Venice?
Gondola? Are they gondolas? Okay.
The gondola.
Gondola.
Three basic trig functions, Frito. Sine, cosine, and?
That did not.
Tangent. And at the buzzer, Jim Henson is known as the creator of what popular troupe of characters?
The Muppets.
The Muppets.
Roman, great attempt, man. We loved having you on. Please sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Our phone number is 713-881-5500. Good morning. What you got for us?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Shannon.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on over there? Hey, I had your girl. You know who I'm talking about, Katie. Your girl.
Uh-huh. Your daughter.
Man, she blew the wheels off it, I'm telling you.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, she blew the wheels off it. she has got to be the smartest dumb child or the dumbest smart child that I know.
What'd she do?
She calls me at work. She calls me at work. Says, Dad, I need unleaded for my car.
Your daughter, how old is your daughter? Again, just to catch everyone, 16, just driving, right?
Yeah,
just
16.
Driving. And she's made it to driver's ed, but somehow unleaded is the...
It's the word of the day, unleaded. I'm like, girl...
At least she called and asked you, because it would have been really bad if she had a diesel.
Exactly. I mean, I have to give her kudos. Yes, I have to give her points for that. She called. At least she called and didn't put the green handle in her car.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, count your blessings. So I feel like with a teenage driver, you're going to need to count your blessings every flipping day. For a little bit.
I said, you know what? I got to call Frito and Katie in the morning and share this with them because this is going to make their morning.
That makes my day a lot more than makes Malia's. Dude, thank you so much for sharing that.
I'm going to say unleaded from now on.
Exactly. Have a great day, you two.
You too, brother. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
This question, on a scale of one to dumb, where do you think that lands? Like a solid six, solid five? I'm just wondering if anyone
has. To what?
I don't know. We got a lot of people with teenagers out there. surely you have some similar stories. If you want to share one, we've got a few minutes. 713-881-5500. Call us. You can text us. We'll be back after this.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Talking about funny things
unleaded.
Your kids say.
Unleaded.
Yes. Unleaded.
Can
you top it?
Yeah.
Do you have a teen? Do you have a story?
Chances are good. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. I have something to go with your unleaded story.
Okay, excellent. Perfect.
Excellent.
We're ready.
So, and I'm going to tell one myself. When I was the kid, I was tired. I was a store in the Old Northwest Mall. That's how far back we go.
Okay.
And the little kiosk said BEJEWELED. And my tired little brain looked at that and said, Mom, what's bejeweled?
Instead of reading it as
bejeweled. For that sweet young girl, I'm going to say, lead is also spelled like lead, so unleaded. There you go.
Yep.
That's how she got it.
The English language is confusing and perplexing. And sometimes there's literally nothing you can do about it. I'd say don't beat yourself up about this, but it sounds like you've been beating yourself up about this for
years.
Quite some time.
Actually, no, we've been laughing about it for years. Completely hysterically.
Unbelievable.
It's funny.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Yes, my daughter decided that she wanted to tell us where somebody was in the hospital.
Okay.
And she told us that they were in the Episcopal Hospital.
I mean,
are you Catholic? Is there a reason for this?
How do you look at her with a straight face?
I think she thought it was a procedure.
I was going to say, it does sound medical. Very
medical.
I'm going
to book myself for an Episcopal coming up in a few weeks. Thank you for the reminder. Man, this is extremely helpful. Dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, let's change gears. Hillary from Houston Pets Alive. Good morning.
Good morning.
We got a lot to get to today because I know you were telling us before that people are running out of time for Puppy Palooza, correct?
Yes. Yes, our last Puppypalooza will be this Saturday. It will be a 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., same time, same place, 2800 Antoine Drive, Suite 2854. So we're going to have about 50-plus different puppies from shelters all across Houston. We've got different breeds, different personalities, different sizes. So we've got a little bit of something for everyone.
And this is not the last Puppypalooza ever.
Yeah.
It's just the last of the year.
Yes.
Yes.
The last it's of the series.
Last of our a series that we called our Summer of Snuggles. You know, we're wrapping up summer here.
Snuggles.
Yes. So for this last event, the adoption fees will be $25. And like I said, you will find puppies of all sorts there. And they're all fantastic dogs.
And they're all ready to go home.
Yeah.
That is the best part. Yeah. We get so many people. It's just such a great event. There's such good energy there. Everyone is just so welcoming, and all the dogs are just adorable.
And obviously you can adopt puppies after Puppypalooza.
Yeah, they're not going to run out. Okay. This is a deal.
No.
This is a deal.
Out for you. Yep.
So if you are looking for a dog, this is the event you want to go to. Now the next thing we want to talk about is 10K in 10 days.
Maybe you have a dog.
Yes.
You don't, or you can't afford another.
And yes.
But you would still like to support the cause.
Right. This is an excellent way to do so without running. Thank God, because that was that's just our confusion. But talk about this. This is a great way to help you guys in your effort to save animals across Houston.
Yes. So the campaign will start on Tuesday, September 9th, and you'll have a chance to make twice the impact for animals in need here at Houston Pets Alive. So one of our generous board members, Cam George and his wife, Kelly, they are going to be matching all of the gifts made during that 10-day challenge up to $10,000. So if you donate between the 9th and the 18th, you can help us raise up to $20,000 for pets in need.
Ooh,
not bad, dude.
Very nice.
Not bad.
Very nice.
And we want to highlight one dog, since, again, going back to Puppypalooza. In the event that you are looking, perhaps this is a match for you.
Yes. So I'm going to highlight a puppy named Stacy. Stacy is just an incredibly cute little Labrador mix. She came to one of our previous adoption events, and she was a little nervous, you know, in a new environment, and there's so many different people and different dogs. And once she went home to a foster, she just completely opened up. And I think she's going to be one of those dogs that's kind of a Velcro dog. She just wants to hang out with you. She's, you know, playful. She is a puppy, but she's got a little bit more of a chill vibe, wants to be your couch buddy. Yeah, she's more of the couch versus the 5K kind of dog.
And if you want to meet her, she will be at Puppypalooza, correct?
She will be. If you meet her that day, you can take her home.
Love it. If they want to get more information, how do they do it?
So if you want to look into any of our adoptable dogs, if you go to HoustonPetsAlive.org/dogs, you can see all of those listed. If you're looking for more info on Puppypalooza, that'll be that HPA.org/Puppypalooza. And if you've got the funds to donate to our 10K campaign, if you go to the same HoustonPetsAlive.org/10K in 10 days, in addition to info about the campaign, we're going to be highlighting our community programs and some of the lives that we've saved this year. So you can learn a little bit more about the work that we do.
Hillary, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
And thank you for having me.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, because this is, like I said, not limited to children.
Yes. We need to bring this back around, because
I have my hard drive, and I remembered very vividly of a time when I was doing the throwback throwdown.
Candy 95.
Candy 95. Texas. 95.1. And I was playing music I was unfamiliar with. I knew all the 90s, all the boy bands
because
and stuff,
this needs
sure,
to be, this needs to be addressed. I think we need
it
to be
was
fair.
It was a very broad category.
It was a very, very broad category.
If we had
category.
The song, we would pretty much play it.
Yeah, it was like an all-request hour.
From 12 to 1. Those were the rules. And there were no rules.
Katie's like 21 years old, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Everyone else.
Just 21.
Probably a little bit older than that.
Yeah.
A little bit older than that. But,
it was all, yep, yeah. Just play it. Candy, what's up?
Yeah, I love you to death, and if this is the end of the world, I gotta tell you, I think it's Tone Loc.
It is.
I have no idea. It locked, and I laugh my butt off every time. I'm like, does she really? Really, she's saying that?
Man, you're the best. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you're blessed. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
The question is, how long were you saying Tone Loc?
Probably way too long.
They just let it ride.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing.
I sounded so young and full of life.
What changed?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Giorgio Armani died.
He did.
I didn't realize he was still alive.
I'm so glad you said that. I was wondering if I could disclose that without seeing like a complete jerk. I hope I didn't come across like a complete jerk. He was really old, but I just thought, I don't know why. I thought he had passed away, but no.
I mean, he looked pretty great.
For a man who is in his 90s, this dude, I mean, he had a lot of money, so you can afford a lot.
Who rewrote the rules of fashion not once, but twice?
Twice.
He was working until his final days.
He was working at 90.
Yeah, wow. That's what the Armani Group says.
Wow.
Crazy. Crazy.
You know, I don't understand it, but some of you old heads out there, man, you just got gas in the tank that I don't have today.
Yeah, it's an energy I know not of.
Yeah, but yeah, legend. Rest in peace. This is an awkward transition, but what I had to talk about was top party schools.
I meant to talk about Cinderella's Castle, so.
Do you want to hit Cinderella's Castle?
It's getting a makeover.
How?
I can't find any pictures or renderings of it, but they say it's going to be repainted with a bold palette of blues, grays, creams, and gold.
So they're just... They're painting
what it is now?
That's what it is. Am I missing something?
But they say it'll really pop in Florida's bright sunlight.
It already pops, dude. You've got it lit up to
Christmas. And it is picture perfect always now.
Yeah, it's what if I didn't know it was getting dingy.
They're just saying it'll shine even brighter.
Okay.
Very soon.
All right. Okay. So be it. I feel better about the transition from that.
Now party schools.
To top party schools. We got embarrassed in the state of Texas, guys. Not even in the top 20.
I don't know that this is a list you want to be at the top of.
I think it is a list I don't know. First of all, Texas shows up with our first entry this year in number 25 position, and it was Texas Southern. Okay? And hey, all right, sure. But, like, the schools that rank above us... It's all the schools you know, dude. Like, the number one school is probably the one you don't want to be. I'll give you that. UC Santa Barbara. I think that's the Banana Slugs. But, you know, whatever. Florida State University, number two. University of Alabama cracked the top 10. Number six. I feel like that is fueled entirely by, like, Alabama sorority TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
And honestly, the way that a lot of the schools like, I would never call A&M a party school, but the way A&M's sorority TikTok was going during Rush, I would also say, dog, neck and neck. If that's the metric, neck and stinking neck. University of Georgia, number 8. University of Penn State, number 12. Ole Miss, number 13. You don't feel like we should at least have one school? What happened to Texas Tech? Wasn't that why we have them around? To battle?
Where's LSU? I thought they always did really well on this.
LSU ain't even in the top 25.
Man.
That's what I mean. Like, they're the old reliables are not pulling their weight. We can't all be.
Well, maybe it was because those are the schools that, yeah, you know how to party, but by the time you get there, you already know. These are the kids that find out.
These are the ones that are educating themselves.
Exactly.
And that's what we are honoring. Have a great weekend. See you back on the radio Monday.